Shalom to this film, be sure to be special, of course. Lerefuas Chaim Yonos and Mordechai ben Pesha Elko Pesuch Shachol Yisrael. The Gemara Menachem Zav Sanuch Beis Amar Alis says Gufam Rabbi Mitzvah Lemimne Yomei or Mitzvah Lemimne Shvui Rabban and the Bear of Ashi Mani Yomei Shvui. Rabbi says that it's a mitzvah to count days and weeks. The rabbis in the Beis Medrash of Ashi counted days and weeks. A Meimar counted days, says the Gemara. However, he did not count weeks. Mani Yomei Velo Mani Shvui. He counted the days, but when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, he did not count the weeks. There are many shittas in this Gemara, and we are going to explain in this Shir Mitzvashem the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Siv HaChamishi in Chelek Dalet. He writes as follows: Lil Sheni Shal Pesach Mevarchem Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvotav Et Sivanu Al Sfirat HaOmer. On the second night of Pesach, you make a bracha on the Sfira, first day. First he asks, why did it say, Al Sfiras HaOmer? Hayal HaLomer Al Sfiras HaYomim? Should have said counting the days, Ki Sfiras HaOmer Eino Shum Dabar. What do you mean you're counting the Omer? How do you count an Omer? Ravale Lomer Al Sfira Lo Omer Al Sfiras HaYomim? Should have said Sfira from the Omer, the Sfira of the days? It's the Sfiras HaOmer. Not counting the Omer. How many Omers are there? Ve'od lamin v'rachin bet brachot achat liyamim achat l'shavuot. Why don't you make two brachas? One for the days and one for the weeks. They're two separate mitzvahs, like tefillin shayat and tefillin shavuot are two separate mitzvahs. You make two brachas. And not only that, but we don't say today is the 14th day, and today there are 2 weeks. 14 days, 2 weeks. We don't say that. We say, Shehem. What? We don't know that 14 days is 2 weeks. What's the pshat? Shehem, shteshav. If we're counting, it counted. Today is 14 days, today is 2 weeks. Waiting today is 14 days, that is 2 weeks. Oh, shkoich. I now know 14 days is 2 weeks. Push it, push it, push it. V'niralan mishum d'chsiv sheva shvuos tispor lachu k'siv nam yom v'yarechem es oimer sheva shabbosleis t'mimos t'yanaso. One pasuk that says 7 weeks is going off the Torah's mention of the Omer. Another pasuk that says from the time you bring the Omer you should count 7 weeks. Nimtza shalom nichtav asfiris shvuos kim l'gabe ha'omer. Abo asfiris hayyamim lo k'siv gabe omer. It only says the counting of the weeks written in relationship to the Omer. But not the counting of the days. It emerges then, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, that the counting of the days is min haTorah, afilu bizman hazeh, that we don't have an Omer. And Sfiras HaShavuos is only min haTorah when we have an Omer. V'hayim mevarachem hazeh v'shaman shebeis hamikdash kayim, when the Beis Hamikdash is around, they make a separate bracha on Shavuos. V'zman hazeh zochen l'shavuos eichel hamikdash. Today we count the Shavuos in memory of the Mikdash. U'bedavar shu zeichel hamikdash levad. Ain mevarchem alav, and something that's only zechel mikdash. You don't make a bracha. Midi dahave akricha delil pesach va'arav design shel sukkis. Just like we don't make a bracha on korech, which is zechel mikdash. You don't make a bracha on taking the haaravas in the seventh day of pesach, which is zechel mikdash. L'kach anu omrim shem kach v'kach shvuos shein zu sfira mamish. Therefore, we separate it. We say it's 14 days, and then we say, and they are 2 weeks. It's not mamish a sfira with a bracha. If we would say today is 2 weeks and today is 14 days and today is 2 weeks, then the bracha would be going on the 2 weeks. We don't want it to, because there is no bracha for the 2 weeks, because it's only zechel mikdash. And that's what it means in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi mitzvah l'mimne yom mitzvah l'mimne shvui v'tzon alomer yomi min haTorah. The yomi min haTorah, and a meimar mani yomi v'lo mani shvui. Amar zechel mikdashu. A meimar counted the days. He didn't count the weeks. He said zechel mikdash. Perish spheres hashavuos ain el zechel mikdash. The weeks are zechel mikdash. Everybody holds that the days are min haTorah, and a meimar says the weeks are zechel mikdash, and therefore he wouldn't count the weeks together with the days with the bracha of the days. It would be separate. Aval ain lefarish shneim zechel mikdash. You can't say that according to a meimar they're both zechel mikdash. No, Rather, what's Eichel and Mikdash? Only the days and the weeks, only the weeks and the days are min d'oraisa. So we are going to analyze the Shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. We see from Rabbeinu Yerucham that the Sfiras Yomer, the counting of the days, is not totally in the Pasuk in the Yomer. And therefore, it's Menatari Bisman Azeh, Sfiras Shavuos. That's Talui in the Omer, that we don't have Bisman Azeh. It's only Zechel and Mikdash. And therefore, there's no Bracha Bifnei Atzvah, and for that reason, we count it B'toch Sfiras Hayamim. We just include it in the counting of the days. In other words, the counting of the weeks doesn't get its own exclusive mention. It's only subdued, submerged, sub-something, under the days. The days is the Iker. And that's Metaretz, his two last kashas. He asked one kasha why there aren't two brachas. And he asked another kasha, what's pshat, that we say Shehem, Shtei Shavuos, well, we don't know the Cheshbon. The answer is they don't deserve two brachas because it's only Zeichel and Mikdash. And Shavuos, therefore you don't get a separate bracha. And you say Shehem, so that it would be separate from the counting. It doesn't get its own exclusive independent count. It's only a subcategory of days. However, L'chayre, he didn't answer his first kasha. Since I call panim bisman hazeh, the minion of the days is min haTorah. What's pshat al sfiras haomer? Al sfiras haomer, you're counting the omer. You're not counting the omer. You're counting the days. Like the Rabbeinu Yerucham himself said, that only the Shavuos are related to the Omer, the days are not. So what does it mean, Al Sfiras HaOmer? The Meiri felt this kasha, and he went a long distance in order to be Miyashivit, B'delchak, Ayin Sham, Sof Psachim. But it's Pashit that Rabbeinu Yerucham is coming to answer that kasha as well. What's the answer? We also have to understand what a careful reading of his words teaches us, that also a Meimar as well, would count both days. He would count both the days and the weeks. He wouldn't just count the days. He would count the days and the weeks. So when it says in the Gemara that he would count days and not weeks, doesn't mean he wouldn't count the weeks at all. He would count the weeks. He would just count the weeks together with the days, because only the weeks are Zechel and Mikdash. Otherwise, as the Rabbeinu Yerucham writes, "Aval ein lefarshish name zechel mikdash." Don't say they're both zechel mikdash. Tim ken lamamona men hashavuos. Don't say they're both zechel mikdash, because if so, why are the shavuos a subcategory of the yamim? Maybe the yamim should be a subcategory of the shavuos. So as it's pashut to Rabbeinu Yerucham that even if it's zechel mikdash baal korchach, you have to count and make a zechel mikdash for the weeks that we had in the Mikdash. And that's not like Shitas Rov Hashanah Midas HaMeimah, that since it's Zechel and Mikdash, all you have to do is count the days. No, he says you have to count the weeks as well. How do you know it's so pashut? They have to count the weeks. And moreover, it's Mavur B'Shitas HaRambam, that if we hold the Loka HaMeimah and we count the days and the weeks, that's only because the sphere of Bizman Azeh is Menatorah. Because if it would be Midrabanan, it would be Pashut, like a Meimar, that you don't have to count the weeks. It's only because they're both Doraisa you're counting the weeks. Otherwise, it's Pashut, like Meimar, you don't have to count the weeks. Look in the Kesef Mishnah and the Ran and Sof Psachim Shit Saramban. So it's Pashut Fakert, that you don't have to count the weeks as a Zechel and Mikdash like you count the Yamim. But no, Rabbeinu Yerucham learns it's Pashut the other way. That since Shavuos is Zechel and Mikdash, it's Pashut that you have to count the Shavuos. We also have to understand the Rabbeinu Yerucham and Reb Chaim Berlin is omer on this in a sefer that came out not so many years ago, a new edition. He asks, and what the Rabbeinu Yerucham says, why don't we have two brachas, even though there are two mitzvahs, like tefillin tshiah and tefillin shorosh? What's the kasha? There are two ma'isim, and since there are two mitzvahs, there are two brachas. But here it's one ma'is of sfira, that has sfiras yam and sfiras shuas, mechitesi, that there should be two brachas. V'haga atzmacha, think about it. According to Rabbi Yishmael and Menachas, there are four tzitzios, are one mitzvah. If four tzitzios are four mitzvahs, but each one is a separate mitzvah, are you going to make four brachas? Even if you hold that each corner is a separate mitzvah, you're making four brachas and tzitzis. It can't be. You're not making four brachas, even if it's four mitzvahs. Parvos nisht, why not? The answer is, because it's only one ma'aseh mitzvah. Yishmael holds that the machlokas in the Mishnah, is it four mitzvahs or is it one mitzvah or four? But even if it's four, it's pashut, you're only making one bracha. Pashut kipshuta. So what's the kasha in Birchas Sfiras HaOmer? So Gaon HaGadol Rav David Yitzchak Mann, in an article that was published in the Kol Meheichel Torah Journal 11 years ago in E.R. Tovshin Samachay, answers Kedarko B'Kodesh. We've had numerous shiurim based on the Torah of David Mann, and if you've been with me, you've learned that he is just off the charts in his gaonis and his originality. So to explain the Rabbeinu Yerucham, he says as follows: that it says b'dato, that's mevor b'daito b'pshitus, that there are two mitzvahs, and it's not like the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs, it's for Kofayin Ches. He holds that there are two mitzvahs, Shavuos and Yamim. It doesn't mean that we're counting the same thing twice. Just, you have to count Yamim and you have to count Shavuos. It's not Oto Dabar. If that would be so, then it's Pashut, there wouldn't be two brachas. And there wouldn't be two mitzvahs. That they're considered two mitzvahs is because they're two separate countings on two separate inyanim. And what is this all about? Chag HaShavuos is called in the Torah, besides its name is Yom HaBikurim, Parashas Pinchas, Bamidbar 28:26. It's also called Chag HaShavuos, like it says in Re'eh, Dvarim 16:10. V'yasisa Chag HaShavuos LaShem Elokecha. So just like there's Chag HaMatzis, because of the Matzis, there's Chag HaSukkos, because we have Sukkos, there's also Chag HaShavuos, because we have Shavuos. What does that mean? That those 7 weeks from Omer until now are Poel and Yotzer, create this Zman of Shavuos and Akrabas Shtei Alecha, and therefore it's called Chag HaShavuos, because the Shavuos Geit HaRein go into the Chag. The Shavuos create the Chag, just like the Matzah goes into the Chag HaMatzis. Beguf Chag HaMatzis, there are Matzis. Beguf Chag HaSukkos, there are Sukkos. Beguf Chag HaShavuos, that's the Mahus of Shavuos, is the weeks. The weeks create the holiday. And from these Pesukim in Parashas Re'eh, we learn with Sisa Chag HaShavuos, we learn to count the weeks. Because these Shavuos are Poel, create, activate the Chag. However, it would appear that this is all Sfiras HaShavuos. Aval b'inyan hayamim, says Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, it would appear that it's not because besides counting 7 weeks which create the Chag, also the 50 days create the Chag. No, something else. Besides needing the Shavuos to create Chag HaShavuos, you also need that Chag HaShavuos should be on the 50th of the Yomer, just like in the other Moados. There has to be a certain date It's on the 15th of the month. Pesach is the 15th of Nisan. Sukkot is the 15th of Tishrei. So here, what's the date? It's not a calendar date. It's the depending on whether or not you make the Iyar leap year, Chodesh Mu'ubar or not, depending on how long year is, but you're not always going to have the same date. Like the Gemara says, sometimes 5th, 6th, 7th, you could come out on a different day in Sivan Shavuos, but the date is 50th from the Omer. Like the Lashon of the Torah in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tatzad, B'yom Chamishan, L'Sfiras Omer, Chag HaShavuos, that's the date. Ayin Sham, the Bir Hagra, and the Shut HaRivash, Siman Tzadi Vavav, P'yasugi Rosh Hashanah Vavav, M'veiz. That's just like in the, there's the 15th of Sukkot, the 50th day of the Omer Shavuos. Umimela, the sphere of the 50 days is not a sphere of Mitzias Hayom, that is no Mitzias Miyuchedes, Mitzad Hayom. It's not that you're so fair the Mitzias Hayom, because the day has no Mitzias Miyuchedes, Mitzad Hayom. It's not making the holiday. Rather, you're counting the days that passed from the Omer, and then when you're finished, it's Yom HaBikurim, because these days that you count, the 50th day of the count has to be Yom HaBikurim, so you're counting to get to the 50. So these are the two spheres. So again, the spheres of Shavuos created, there's no Shavuos without, that's what makes the holiday, the weeks, and then the date of the holiday has to be on a date, is the 50th day of counting from the Omer. And that would be the Biur in the Nisach of the Rishonim, Sefer Paradis L'Rashi, Ran Sof Psachim, brought by the Beis Yosef, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, others, and so are Noheg, the B'nei Sfarad, the B'nei Teiman. They say, Hayom Shiv'a Yamim La'Omer, Shehem Shavua Echad. Interesting. They say these are 7 days to the Omer, that is 1 week. Only the Yamim relate to the Omer, not the weeks. Look what Ritzvi Pesach Frank says in the Mikrei Kodesh and Pesach Simit Samach Dalet. So based on what we said, we understand very well that the Omer means Lahavos HaOmer. When you say La Omer, from the time you brought the Omer, how many days passed from then? And that's the Sfiras HaYamim. How many days passed from the Omer? And then eventually you're going to get to 50, you're going to get to the proper date. So what you're doing is you're counting the days from the Omer in order to get to the 50th day. Shavuos is something else. Shavuos is an Andre Zach. Sfiras HaShavuos isn't the time from the Omer until now. Rather, it's a Sfira on the Metzias. You're counting the Metzias of this week in these 7 weeks that are Poel Shavuos, the holiday. And the Sfira is to say that now there's the Metzias of a week, a Metzias of 2 weeks. You're creating the reality of these weeks which constitute the holiday. And therefore it's not L'Omer, it's something to do with the Omer. The days are you counting from the Omer, not the weeks. So we emphasize, according to this Nusach, I always identify with the Sfardim, but it's a Sefer Paradis L'Rashi. Rashi was pretty Ashkenazi. And this explains Abaye, who says that it's mitzvah to count days and weeks. We see in the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that the makor of the chiyuv of days is from what it says in Parashat Semer, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. And the makor for the chiyuv of weeks is what it says in Parashat Re'eh, Shiva Shavuos Tisbur Lach. And it's a shver, and Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla and the Bir HaRasag and Essen and Aleph is already omen on this. Why do we bring the chiyuv of weeks from the pasuk later on in Parshas Re'eh, and not from the earlier pasuk in Parshas Emor, that you learn the chiyuv of yamim? There you also have a mention of Shavuos. Svartan lechem machas haShabbos yom v'chem esomertun v'shabbos Shabbos mos tiyena ad machas haShabbos shvi'as tisbur chamishim yom. It's mavur lahedya that even in the sphira of the 7 weeks, that even the sphira is 7 weeks, and these 7 weeks have to be tumimos. So why do we have to Mimercha Ktavi Lachma? Why do we have to go all the way to Parshas Re'eh? So look there what Rav Yerucham Pisha Perla answers. And he says that the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, you can learn Pshat possibly that the Seifa is just explaining the Reisha. And the Pasuk is not talking about the Sheva Shabbosos. It's talking about the Sfiras Hayamim of the Sheva Shabbosos. So the Iker of that, those Pesukim are not the weeks, but the days. You're counting the days of the 7 weeks. And it says, the beginning, the 7 weeks, the end is Mefarish, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. The Seif is Mefarish the Reisha. This whole Reisha of the 7 weeks is to get to the 50 days. L'chora, it's very difficult to understand. Why did the Torah have to be told of the sphere in the 7 weeks? Why is it not enough to say a chiyuv of chamishim yom without mentioning the weeks? V'gaita rein do the weeks. What are the weeks doing in here? The weeks are in there in order to, because you have to count the weeks. You're not just counting the days that include these weeks. According to Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla, no, the Pasuk isn't talking about counting weeks, just counting days of the 7 weeks. So why does the Pasuk have to mention the 7 weeks? So this is a big raya to what we're saying. That the Torah has to mention the weeks, because there's no Shavuos without the weeks. So it has to say there's 7 weeks, because these weeks are creating Shavuos. So you would think that the Torah is mentioning it since the weeks create the Shavuos. The Pasuk is telling you that you have to count. Besides the week creating the Chag, you have to count until Shavuos. So it's really Tolui in the Sheva Shabbosos. In other words, the counting of the days is really, or counting the days of the 7 weeks. That's like where it's a deeper pshat in Rav Yochanan Fishel Perla. He says it's not talking about counting the 7 weeks, it's talking about counting the days of the 7 weeks. Then why do you have to mention the 7 weeks? The answer is because the 7 weeks make the holiday, make Shavuos. The Iker is the counting of the days, not of the weeks. Just the weeks themselves, the Torah is creating this Metzius, that the weeks make up the holiday. And when you're counting the days, you're counting the days of the weeks that are the most of the holiday. That's what's Yotzer the holiday. So that would be your Havamina. So Memela, we go to Parshas Re'eh, and there are even other Pasuk telling you to count the weeks. Ah, so you see there's a mitzvah to count the weeks as well. But the weeks is very important. Weeks are inherent to creating the Chag. And now I understand why it's pasha to the Rabbeinu Yerucham that you have to make two brachas. And it has nothing to do with tzitzis. Even if tzitzis are four separate mitzvahs, because there, it's all one mitzvah tzitzis. But here, the two spheres are in two different inyanim that are chalukim b'yisod gidrim, just like it's pasha that if you count the omer, and at that time the Beis Din is mekayim their mitzvah to count the years to the yovel, there are going to be two brachas. Two different things are being counted. Counting to the Yovel and you're counting the Omer. So here also, weeks and days are two different things. And that's why it's also Pashut that when you're making a Zecher LeMikdash on the Minyan HaShavuos, you have to count that. Why? Because L'shitasa, there are two Inyanim and two Spheres. And if there's a din of Zecher LeMikdash on the Minyan Diyomi, for that very same reason, there's also a minyan de Shavui. So if you're really counting one thing, let's say you're only counting one, and the other one is just merely a Zecher LeMikdash, so then for the Zecher LeMikdash, You only need to do one counting? You don't have to do it exactly the way they did it then. Just like lulav, lulav bizman hazeh, which is only zecher lemikdash after the first day. You don't have to have all the diktukim of a kosher lulav that you have to have on the first day. It's only a zecher. Here also, if it was only a zecher, you'd only need to count one of them. If they were both zechers, yamim and shvus, you'd only count one. But here you can't do that. Because here, you're counting two different things. So how are your yotzeh, your zecher lemikdash of shvus, by just counting yamim? Yamim don't cover. Yamim are counting one thing. They're counting 50 days from the Omer to get to the proper date of Shavuos. And Shavuos, you're counting something else. You're counting the Yetziras Etzem HaChag. So, of course you need two brachas. Of course they're two different in yamim. Of course Zecher LeMikdash requires that you count the Shavuos as well. And this would appear from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvos Esei Kuf Samach Aleph, Hushet Sivan Ulisbor Mekzira Sa'omer, Vedaki Kamoshe Neschaivu Bezin Limnos Shnois Yovel Shana Shana Shmita Shmita Kamoshe Biarti, Ken Chayv Kol Echad Ve Echad Mimenu Limnos Yimei Oimer Yoim Yoim Veshavua Shavua Husha Omer. So just like we have to count the years of the Yovel every year, every 7 years, every Shemitah, so too, you have to count the days of the Omer and the weeks of the Omer. They're both mitzvahs. Those who preceded me also counted it as one mitzvah. And don't make a mistake that it says mitzvah l'mimni yom, mitzvah l'mimni shvua, that there are two mitzvahs, ki kol chelek v'chelek mechelkei ha-mitzvah, shulo chalakim l'mitzvah l'asas kol chelek mimenu. There are different parts of the mitzvah. Vamna mahirshtei mitzvah, silu amr minya yamim mitzvah, minya nashavuos mitzvah. There'd be two mitzvahs if it would have said minya yamim is one mitzvah, minya nashavuos is another. Varaya brazeh, yosein umonim gamkein b'chol laila shem l'kach v'kach shavuos v'kach v'kach yamim. Vilu hayashavuos mitzvah b'fnei atzma loyinu b'sadr minyana l'abalel shavuos. Vinu omrim, shtei brachos al sfiris oimer, b'al sfiris shavu yomer. Vein einyin kach. Why do we have to count the shavua every single night? If there were two separate mitzvahs, so why is it necessary every night to count the Shavuos? Just do it when you start every week. Just do the this is the number of week. And then the next week. You counted the week already. What more do you have to do? And then we'd make two brachas and Sfiras HaOmer. One on the days, one on the weeks. But we don't do that. Ela HaMitzvah Hi Sfiras HaOmer Yomei Ushvui. That's the takana to count both. L'chorot Shver. Let's say you would say it's like two mitzvahs, but it's like tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. The Rambam enumerates them as separate mitzvahs, and das haRambam is that you don't only make one bracha. So why is it pasha to the Rambam that if there were two mitzvahs, you'd be making two brachas? The Rambam says, no, it's one mitzvah, and therefore you make one bracha. But if it were two mitzvahs, you make two brachas. Why? Tefillin's two mitzvahs. You don't make two brachas. Tefillin is two mitzvahs, and according to the Rambam Akwapanim, you don't make two brachas on tefillin. And in the Mukhei Mahari and the Rambam, he's omit on this. So Baal Korchot's Mavur from this Rambam, like we said, that if there were two mitzvahs, they're not two countings of the same inyan, like two tefillins, which are both tefillin. This is in the head, this is in the arm. This would be a minyan al davar echad, and the other would be a minyan al davar echad, be two different minyanim. And therefore you have to make two brachas. But since it's one mitzvah, like the Rambam says, you're only making one bracha, but an echinami. If it were two mitzvahs, then since there'd be two minyanim, and be making two separate brachas. The Rambam negates that. And he says that it's really one inyan. One mitzvah. But if there'd be two brachas, it would be two mitzvahs. Like we want to say in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, they're really two different inyanim. And based on this, Yesh Ladun, what the Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchos Maaser, Halacha Tezayin, that you should make one bracha on a fresh Trumas and Maasers if you didn't speak in the meantime. Well, there are two mitzvahs and two inyanim shonim. But since Lamaisa, it's Maaser Echad, you only make one bracha. So why is it pashut here to the Rambam and to the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that if there are two mitzvahs, you're making two brachas? By first Shumas and Maisers, it's only one bracha. So by Koch we have to be mechalek. That there, by Shumas and Maisers, all together they come together because you're being mitakin the Paris. And by Tfilin, the Tzeref is that it's one inyan of Tfilin. But here, if there are two mitzvahs, even if there are Maisa Echad, there are two inyanim shonim, there's nothing being mitzarif them. Or by Koch that it requires two brachas. Based on this, we have to understand what the Maharam di Buton in Simen Lamed Ches in his Tshuvas brought in Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch Archaim Simen Shin Samach Vav. So he says that if you make Erev Chatzeres and Erev Tavshil and Ka'achas, you make one bracha, and he brings in the Rambam, the Gabbai Hafreshes Trumas and Maisres. What does one have to do with the other? First Trumas and Maisres is one inyan, you're being attacking the fruits, but not the Eruvi Chatzeres and Erev Tavshil and two different inyan, two different brachas. Even if it's one maisa, if there are two inyanim, it requires two brachas. So even though the Erev Tavshil and Erev Chatzeres could be one maisa, it's still only two brachas. Beis inyanim shonim require two brachas. Afreshes Trumas and Maisus is different because there it's really one inyan. So now we understand very well where the teretz to the first kasha of Rabbeinu Yeruchim is. He asks, what does it mean you're counting Sfiras Omer? What does it mean you're counting the Omer? Counting the days? So it would seem that what was shver to Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Nusach HaBrocha of Al Sfiras Omer is that it should have said Al Sfiras HaYamim. Because Sfiras Omer doesn't mean anything. It's only referring to the mitzvah lemimni shavui. As when the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says in his lashon that it should say al sfiras hayamim, it's because the bracha is also on the in the kasha. The bracha is also on the minyan hashavuos. We know in the end the bracha is only on the minyan hayamim, but b'zman hazeh. But the in the kasha, the bracha is also on the minyan hashavuos. So, when you're supposed to be counting the shavuos, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it should have said, "What's this al sfiras shavui?" It should have said something about counting shavuos, al sfiras shavuos, because the sfira is relating to the mitzias of this week, included in the 7 weeks that activate shavuos. And on that, Rabbeinu Yeruchim asks, what does it have to do with being sofer the Omer? It should have said Lisboros HaShavuos. That's what you have to count. You have to create the holiday with the Shavuos. But the mitzvah shel minyan hayamim, there you're not counting. That's not the essence of the day. There's nothing special about this day. It's a minyan kama yamim yesh mei Omer ad hashlamas hayom hachamishim. You're just counting each day until you finish the 50, and then there's going to be Shavuos. There, you should make a bracha al Sfiras HaOmer, because the Sfira relates to the Omer. How many days there were from the Omer? That's what you're counting. 1 day from the Omer until I get to 50. 2 days from the Omer until I get to 50. 3 days from the Omer until I get to the 50. That makes a lot of sense. Because we're not relating to the day. Day doesn't have significance. This specific day doesn't have significance. It's not the day that's being counted. It's from the Omer. want to get from the Omer till Shavuos, till the right date. But why doesn't it say Al Sfira Shavuos? What about that? And therefore, Ben Yeruch was Matari, it's the Takab is Mante San Mikdash, there were two brachas. But since Bizman Hazeh, the bracha is only on the mitzvah l'mimni yoma, so therefore it's the correct nusach now. The correct nusach is al sfiras ha'omer, because that relates to the days, but not to the weeks, because today we don't have to count the weeks anymore. Because Bizman Hazeh, there is no mitzvah to count the weeks. Because counting the weeks is totally not avos ha'omer. You're not bringing the omer, you don't have to count the weeks. Min ha'Torah. If the weeks create the holiday, you should mention the weeks. But since today the weeks aren't necessary anymore because the weeks relate to the avos ha'omer, there is no avos ha'omer, you don't have to mention the weeks. But the days are taka from the omer. That's fine. So the nesuch is correct. And Bizman Abayi is Taka, there were two brachas. So there's a lot more to say on this, but Baruch Hashem, we have a very deep mahalach here in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and I hope to continue. Hashem should give us the koch and the moch. L'lomod u'lam, edush m'lasa, kams kolibu, 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 kams kolibu,